Hi, everyone. Welcome to a 10K Saturday episode. If you're looking for a full episode about imaginary luxury travel, those drop on Wednesdays. So come on back a few days from now. But today, Lulu is sitting down with her best friend, her road trip buddy, her travel and food bestie, which is weird because I never did an interview. Okay. This must be like the best of episode. So listen in as she sits down with Dani Lorenca. What?
And now it's 10K Saturday with
Dani
and Lulu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another 10K Saturday. And this one, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. We have a $10K bae here, and we're talking original, the OG. We're going to be talking to Daniel Lorenca. That's going to be very exciting. Now, you may have heard our voices on our other podcast. That is called The Daily Happy. It's 10 minutes a day. It's a wake you up, wind you down kind of thing. You can find that in another feed completely, or you might be here wondering where our imaginary luxury travel podcasts are. Those come out once a week, but this is the Saturday. So we're going to be talking with Daniel. Are you ready? Hello, Dani.
Oh my God. Did I go by Daniel or Dani?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to go by Daniel or Dani?
I always go by Dani with you.
I'm now confused.
Regional dialect.
Something.
It's like, what is it in the birdcage called Dulemon or Coleman? But it's Dani in Florida where my home is. And Daniel in Philly where my work is. And the vulgar Dan at work. It's terrible.
Well, I'm glad that it took us less than 2 minutes to get a birdcage reference in. I was wondering how fast that was going to happen. So,
yay. Cue the applause track.
Bully for us. This is not one of your Bravo podcasts. We do not have an applause track. I've never listened to a Bravo podcast.
My drag queen podcast does it, not my Bravo podcast.
I didn't know. So you are a podcast listener. And what's really funny is we have a lot of listeners who are very loyal and wonderful, and they don't actually listen to a lot of other podcasts, which is amazing. Thank you, everybody, for putting us on your routine. But what kind of podcasts do you listen to other than, you know, 10K Dollar Day?
10K Saturday.
Oh, good answer.
And then when I have free time from those, I only listen to, believe it or not, I want to say two, but actually four, I guess six other podcasts. The drag queen world is very popular right now with podcasting, and everyone recaps, or as some people say, recaps, RuPaul's Drag Race, which has been going on. They aired like 14 seasons this year because of quarantine. So, my life has been consumed with 10K Dollar Day and Race Chaser. Can I mention someone else's podcast?
Of course you can.
You know, I mean, I think it's pretty on brand for me to have those two on in my spectrum. You know, it's just a fun thing I like to do while I walk the dog. It takes me away.
Mostly because your best friend doesn't sit with you at night anymore on the phone?
I know. She never calls me because she's too busy recording. Oh, I have to film an episode. But it's okay because I have my drag queens and my Bravo podcasts. Watch What Crappens if anyone out there is a fan. Whoop, whoop. But I do have a tip for everyone. The reason I get through so many podcasts is because I listen to them all at 1.5 times the speed, which I recommend listening to this one.
Absolutely not.
Just this episode, because I feel like I'm funnier the faster I talk.
Do you? Yeah. I sound like a girl I want to punch at the bar when I am faster. I don't know why. Speaking of wanting to punch a girl at the bar, Dani and I met years and years and years ago, and I do have to say, Daniel Lorenca, I know that you have dealt since 2018 with me saying publicly all over the country that I do this podcast with my best friend, Allison Burns, and I know, and you know, that you are my original bestie, and no one can ever change that.
Just seems like a lot of people try to change that. It's it's difficult. It's tough. I am coping. It's tough. I'm not gonna lie.
Can I ask you a question? Because I guess
it have to do with Allison.
Yeah, it does. But it mostly has to do with being close to an actor, I think, because I have been through relationships where maybe they weren't very comfortable with me being in love scenes in shows. And so my question to you is it weird that I have a public bromance with Allison and that ours is just you and me on the phone?
Why do you have to make it sound just you and me on the phone?
No, it's a beautiful relationship. You know
what it's kind of like is that show, what is it? Who's that girl? It's Jess. What is that show? New Girl?
I have not seen anything that remotely triggers any recollection of what you just said.
With Zooey Deschanel.
She is in the show New Girl, but I've never seen it.
So this is a bad reference. You might have to edit this out. But like Allison is like your Nick, where like they ended up dating for a while and now they're friends, like best friends. But okay. She's also friends with her other roommate, Schmidt, which is kind of more like me. But I've known you longer than you've known Allison. I just think there's a lot of competition. It's unnecessary. I don't know why she has to compete with me. I don't think she understands it, but.
I don't want there to be competition. I'm the
famous words of Naomi Campbell, you are not on my level. You will never be on my level.
I feel
like I should take this moment to stop and put in a little disclaimer that I adore Allison, even watching her TikToks making chicken and crock pots, and I love her to death.
I know
if there's
too.
Anyone else that I would rather you be spending time with, it would be her or Justin Thoreau.
Oh, well, thank you for giving me the option. I do accept. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that you and I have actually traveled around the world together, which is something that I love to do. We're both kind of feeling it because you are my frequent flyer, mileage, hotel point friend. And we constantly send each other travel tips and all that kind of stuff. So we have been to Mexico together.
I mean, if you think about it before you go on, we have done 10K dollar days before you and Allison did 10K dollar days. You think about the cost of the Mexico trip with first class air, all inclusive, suites, hot tubs,
ATV excursions.
At that time, $10,000 was what? $5,000? Hands down, we did it already. I don't want to say I'm the inspiration for the podcast. I would never.
Well, before everyone goes crazy about this $10,000 vacation we took 20 years ago, Danny was working in travel at the time.
Yeah.
And so was his boyfriend at the time. Yeah. And so we were able to take a really great $10,000 vacation and not pay for it.
It was amazing. I think we paid taxes, right? And it was like $86.
It was definitely under $150 what I ended up paying out of my pocket for that trip. And we did fly first class the whole time. We stayed in a beautiful suite in a spa palace. I think it was called the Spa Palace.
It's called, yeah, the Spa Palace, yeah.
We did an ATV rental. I remember we did a really cool, like, speedboat rental.
Yeah, we sang You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown at the top of our lungs.
I was not going to tell people that part.
Open book here, guys. You've heard it here first. You're not going to hear this with Allison.
About how nerdy my Mexican vacation was 20 years ago. I was like, yeah, we took speedboats. You're like, yeah, we sang You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown the whole time. Like, great, thanks.
I will say, I remember the silliest things from that trip, like the MIDI music playing in the gift shop.
I don't remember that.
And I remember there was a billiard room with like cigars.
I remember playing billiards. I remember ordering steak a lot because it was all inclusive.
Watermelon juice.
Oh my gosh, that watermelon water. And we got caught in a drug bust. Why don't you tell them about that?
Most people don't believe either of us when either of us tell them the story. And thank goodness you documented it in the photo album you made me as a thank you for the trip. Because it's unbelievable. There we were. We went to, was it called Arriba? Not
in Mexico City, right?
No, it was in downtown Cancun.
See, already I don't know how to tell
and
this story.
And this was, I mean, 20 years ago, you were not going to downtown Cancun. They used to have like police, like federales, like stationed in parts of downtown that they didn't want tourists to go into because it just wasn't safe for them.
Unless and, you were invincible like us.
We sure were.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the club. I want to say it was called Ariba. Or it was not Andalays. That's a Bravo reference that I'm getting stuck in my head. But there we were. Picture it. We were having a great time. We were dancing. I want to say to Celine Dion.
We should say also it's a gay bar.
Oh yeah, it was a gay bar. I mean.
Okay. Before you get too deep into the Celine Dion portion of this.
I open with the Birdcage. I think it's safe for all the listeners to assume that my references will be gay references from here on.
Okay, fair. All right. So we're in a gay bar in Cancun.
Yeah. We are drinking. I was drinking Sol, bottles of Sol, which is a Mexican beer similar to
Corona. We were all drinking bottles of Sol.
I think it was like the safest thing because no one wanted to drink mixed drinks because back then it was still like not safe to eat the ice.
Yeah.
Remember? I mean, it was a long time ago.
That is so you and me that we would go to a gay bar in the middle of a city that's not that safe and be worried about the ice.
It is, yeah. And then you and John went to the restroom. And now this bar, I feel like, didn't it look, it looked like it was like in an underground cave with a dance floor, I feel like. Like that was maybe the feel.
I also remember that a lot of people were in costume, like fancy dress costume. They were dressed as things. We had come on a costume night or something. Because then when I came out of the bathroom... But here's the thing. When I came out of the bathroom and I saw the men with the machine guns, I thought they were in costume when I first saw them.
So that's...
What a teaser. Let's go to commercial. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll be right back with a word from our sponsors. That was your perspective. Now, on my end, I was standing outside on the dance floor off to the side with Jason. And they just marched in like full line, almost like a Beyonce formation music video. Like they just marched in their army costumes, I guess. Not costumes, uniforms.
That was the best.
And I think we all made eye contact at one point because you were on the other side of the bar and we were all like, what? What? And it was that moment where you just don't know what to do.
Floor show is going to be epic.
Unbeknownst to us, it was not a drag show. And what, like just a few moments later, well, they cut the music and they said, everyone, please stop dancing. And that was the DJ. And then a few minutes later, they walked out with bags and bags of marijuana in their hands. And then the DJ said, everyone, please start dancing again.
And then we did.
And then we did.
The DJ taking the music off was like a record scratch moment for me. Like, I remember the music stopping, the lights full up in the club. It's 1 a.m. or something. And all of a sudden you're like, they're not backup dancers. Those are real Mexican soldiers with machine guns. Then they did a huge drug bust. And then they walked out. And it was like nothing ever happened.
I have to say, I mean, they were quite lovely, right? No one got aggressive. They didn't like tell us to shut up and get in the corner with their guns. I mean, there were so many things that could happen and they were just so orderly.
It was a lovely
drug bust. If I was going
to
be in another drug bust or a raid, I would like it to be the same experience.
Yeah, I would want you to either have that drug bust or Justin Theroux.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I would go with Justin Theroux.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to pick.
If I had to.
Uh-huh. So, drug bust in Mexico, very, very exciting. Do you have any travel tips for going to a country like Mexico? Someplace
don't be afraid to step out of the limits of your comfort zone. If someone hadn't said, I think it was Jason's idea, if he didn't say, let's go to downtown Cancun to a gay bar, which also was 1.5-hour drive from where we were staying, right? It wasn't like right around the corner. Remember playing that stupid game in the car and the elephant? Gestation period.
Oh yeah. I mean, does everyone here realize that I drove 1.5 hours away from a spa palace to go to a gay bar in Cancun and I'm not gay? And I wonder now why I never meet anybody.
Well, we do love an ally and
thank you.
I support you for supporting us.
Thank you. I accept your support, just like.
And just to be clear, everybody, it was Celine Dion playing. I would not forget that. So I would just like to make that point.
That every Celine time Dion was I playing. Think you've said the gayest thing that you've ever said, you top it.
And I'm pretty sure it was I Drove All Night.
So specific.
Mm-hmm. Because at that time she was doing that Chrysler Pacifica commercial.
How do you know that?
Because it's Celine Dion.
Oh, why am I even asking? What a dumb question on my end.
I know.
No, I think one travel tip that I can think of that you and I love is we are never, that's not even the word, we are always excited to go to a grocery store in any country.
The best thing in the world is to go to a grocery store in wherever you are.
Right?
It's so different.
So
it's so exciting. But, you know, when I first went to Europe, the most exciting thing for me to see was where people would take those liter bottles of soda out of the plastic wrap on the shelf.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like they would, like Coke would wrap 6 liter bottles in, you know, with like shrink wrap.
Okay.
And that would be on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And people will go to the supermarket and they're like, I just need one. So they rip open the plastic and take it out.
And will they sell it to them that way?
As an American, I would have had to assume I would buy all 6 liters.
Of course we would. But you know what else they do in France? They'll sell you a single cigarette out of a pack.
It's just, well, I mean, France is, I mean.
If you go
That's my
to
travel tip for anybody.
Bar,
go to France.
Go to France. Now, Daniel, let's talk about our European trip. Just because, A, it's a travel podcast. B, you and I travel very similarly in that we both like fancy things, but we're not too good to save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that was another 10K trip. I mean, I'm not going to say where I stayed, but it started with a 4 and ended with a Seasons. And it was luxurious. I remember getting a hamburger there on the last day of checkout, and I didn't even eat it. It was 60 euro. But it was included in like my hotel deal that I had like $100 food and beverage credit.
Euros for a burger?
Yeah, and a burger that is in Paris, which means it was steak tartare.
True.
On bread. And I remember I drank one of those lovely little bottles of Diet Coke that I love.
Oh, I love it in a little bottle. Give it to me anytime. Same as ketchup little bottles.
Love ketchup little bottles.
Mm-hmm. It's really
another
hard.
Great, and you only get them when you travel, like those little Bon Maman jellies.
I love those Bon Maman jellies. The only thing about the ketchup bottles is actually hard to get the ketchup out of. It's not the best design for a ketchup.
It's a 57.
Bottle. Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if that really works. I just,
a little excessive.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, Daniel is a world traveler, and I've always wanted to have him on the podcast specifically talking about travel because so many of us love to travel. We love planning it. We love doing it. And Danny has been really lucky, and so have I, to travel a lot for work. So a lot of these places we'll be talking about, we're talking about getting the airfare probably paid for, which means that you can splurge on something else. That's really just for you, Danny, so that none of your friends start asking if they can borrow money from you.
thank you
podcast. We once were able to go to France and Italy together, so I'm just going to ask you, Danny, can you give me 2 highlights of that trip?
I can give you 1 low light, is when you fell asleep on me when the plane was landing in Monaco and then took off again. But I'm not going to focus on that.
We'll circle back.
Oh, get it? Like the airplane did? Are you making fun of me?
Okay, here we go. Go on. Give me 2.
Okay. 2 in 3 places. My 2 in Rome was Larchetta.
Yes. Great restaurant.
Is that the name of the restaurant? To this day, it's the number 1 recommendation. I don't know if it's because it's what I remember or it's because it was amazing. But
we went twice.
We did go twice.
That's how much we liked it.
It was delicious, right?
I'm going to pull it up right now. It's called Larchetto.
Larchetto. It's right by the Trevi Fountain. Mm-hmm. So you have a beautiful like walk home at night.
It's beautiful.
And that was like my favorite thing to do with your family was to eat there. And we did it twice. So it was great.
Okay, Daniel. And, I just pulled that up online. And you know how we have Seamless and Grubhub and DoorDash here?
Oh my God, do they have like Caesars?
Well, the one in Italy is called Just Eat. But here's the thing. Their internet suffix is IT. So it's actually Just Eat It. It's Just Eat dot it. Just Eat dot it.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That's funny.
If you're in Rome, you can order from Larchetto right now.
I think you have to say when in Rome.
One should order from Larchetto. I don't remember how to say it.
Larchetto.
Larchetto. Okay, what else? That was in Rome.
That was in Rome. And the other highlight was the Angels and Demons tour with that guy.
The tour that he's talking about, everyone, is really cool because it was the first time that I'd ever bought a guided tour anywhere. Because And I was thinking, like, I'm not a guided tour person, is kind of what I always thought. And my boyfriend at the time was really into Dan Brown. So I found a tour that was loosely based on Angels and Demons by Dan Brown, like real loosely based. But it was enough for my boyfriend at the time to be like, yeah, let's do it. And it ended up being a fascinating art history walking tour of Rome.
Yeah. But he has some good catchphrases and I can't remember them anymore, but I will have to say those are my two favorite highlights. And everything that he took us to that had to do with Angels and Demons or the books, he disproved.
Yeah, he was like, in Angels and Demons, they say that this statue is about this, and they're wrong. And we were like, okay, cool. This is awesome.
And then we went to France. My highlights. Oh, I love France, first of all, and I love the hamburger sub is my highlight with French fries stuffed in it.
I was hoping that was going to
take a moment to explain to the listeners what that is.
Your highlight. So listen, everyone, for about 12 years, I told Daniel Larenka about this sandwich that is my favorite sandwich of all time. And when I describe it, and I think I've talked about it on this podcast before, when I describe it, all of you are going to think I can make that. And I just need you to believe you can't. You have to go to France to have it.
You must go to France.
You must go to France. So here's what it is. It's a baguette. They slice it in half. That's going to be your bread. So far, so good. Then they take hamburger meat, but it's France. It's like the best hamburger meat. Mm-hmm. They cook it on this flat top that has been cooking all this halal food all day long. They put it in your baguette with mayo, ketchup, whatever you want. And they like do it down the length of the baguette. Then they put the things in and then they put French fries on top. That's it. There are no vegetables. There are no fancy caramelized onions. It's literally meat, French fries, mayo, ketchup, and baguette. I know that sounds like you can make it, but you can't. Daniel, tell them what they've won.
You all have won a L'American. That's what they call it.
Oh!
They call it the American.
They've also called it the steak haché frites, which is what they call it in the south of France. But I keep waiting for this sandwich to take over. Like, I keep waiting for its
day. You know, you think, like, Burger King could have done it maybe, right? Because they do that long chicken sandwich and in a really loose connection, you could use the same bun, but there's nowhere.
It's not going to be the same. You have to have cooked like sausages and chicken and turkey and everything on that grill the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's basically, I mean, I don't know. It's so good that I made a friend take up my photo of me eating one when I went to Paris a few years later. And I was like, you have to get a photo of me eating this sandwich. And then I printed that photo out and I framed it. And it's going to be on the blog. So be sure to check that out.
Okay. Send it over. We'll stick it on our Instagram.
I have a picture of the first time that I ate it in Avignon when you got it for me.
I know exactly what picture you're talking about.
Right? It's somewhere. I don't even know.
It's a moment. Everyone, I was so excited because I've been talking about it for 12 years. And Danny is a wonderful cook. So Danny and Bobby's like, no, I get it. They grill the baguette. They grill the meat. You put it in. There's fries. And I was like, no, you don't understand.
I had not, in fact, gotten it. I did not understand. And it was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Just the best. It's the best. You can only get it at a street cart. They don't make this like in the bistros.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, don't even waste your time going to these fancy Paris bistros.
Yeah, don't
go to Go down to Avignon and go to, what is that called? The clock, La Loge, La Horle. I don't speak French.
La Place de l'Horloge.
Yes.
It's where the big clock tower is. It's a clock tower.
Yeah. And then there's that little halal cart, and then just get it and live your life.
Live your life with that steak and chauffeur. Oh, I'm so happy that that's one of your highlights. It just makes me really happy. And I think one more France highlight from you.
Okay. And I hope my friend, I don't know if he listens or not. I hope he doesn't come across this story. But remember my friend gave us that recommendation and then we went to the concierge at the Four Seasons and asked them to get us a car to it. And he turned his nose up and said, absolutely not. Because it was not on par with the Four Seasons. And then he couldn't get us, I feel like he couldn't get us dinner reservation. I don't know what happened. But the point is we ended up roaming the streets and we just found that random restaurant. It was like an art cafe type
I know
bistro.
What street it was on. I know what
it was
street
right it was by on. Your Airbnb, wasn't it? Like, I don't even remember what kind of food it was.
Yeah, you have gone on a lot of international trips with friends. There, I am one of probably three or four people that you travel with. So What are the pitfalls of traveling with a friend? Like, what's something that you think people don't, what's a conversation that people don't think about having before they go on that trip that maybe you should have?
What don't you want to eat?
Oh.
Right. It's all about, ooh, where do you want to eat? That's, you know, eventually you end up finding a place. But I have traveled with some friends that have like dietary restrictions. Mm-hmm. And so it always behooves the person with the restrictions to just look into the destination a little bit and find a place that is going to be, you know, diet friendly for that person. For me, I'm the type of person who will tell you I don't like feta cheese. Mm-hmm. But if you make a dish with feta cheese, I'll just pick it out and eat around it. I don't need a special accommodation. I'm kind of, I guess, giving in that way. Mm-hmm. But I will say it's much harder for like someone like me who doesn't think of those restrictions to be able to pick out a place, you know. And then I feel bad when you sit down with someone you're traveling with and you talk about your day and then they say, well, there's really nothing on the menu here that I can eat.
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah, I understand what you're saying because I am also an omnivore. I'll eat anything.
Especially in France.
Oh, first of all, load me up. You want to give me more bread and butter and more cheese?
That's my dream, is to just order bread.
I know, me too. That's also my dream.
I will say, you know, never be afraid to talk to your travel partner about any issues or frustrations that you have, because it makes everything like so much easier if you talk about it. Like, remember when did you get mad at me?
Yeah. I think it's the only fight we've ever had. We had it in Paris. And I honestly,
you lost your phone?
I did lose my phone, which is par for the course.
Ah, such a great
story. I don't remember what I was mad about at all. But I remember being mad. And then I think we talked about it and then I wasn't mad anymore, but I don't remember what the actual issue was.
Yeah, I don't remember. And that's great that we don't remember because it means it was a little blip. But, you know, everyone has them and it's always good just to get it out in the open and get it over with so that you can move on. I traveled with a friend and he told me that I was disrespectful of his time. And I just thought, you know, we've known each other for 15 years. You know, I'm going to show up late with a nice coffee. Like, this is not new. But he talked to me about it. I was like, okay, no problem. And then I just changed, you know, like that. But I'm in Aries. Apparently, that's what we do. And I mean, I would just say, make a plan ahead of time to cross off your list. I mean, one plan was to go to every Disneyland in the world with one person. And we did that just last year, right? Yeah.
Crazy.
All six. And I remember writing this like long. I was like, I'm going to post it on Instagram. I'm sitting in the Ritz-Carlton in Shanghai, as the a-hole in the ladder or elevator called it. sitting at the hotel restaurant all the way up top. It's like 80 something floor, whatever it is. And I was writing out my, I'm like, this is going to be my post. There was something long-winded about after like 48,000 miles of flying and 328 hotels and blah, blah, blah. And all the places I visited that were Disney related. I think I posted it, but it was like in the middle of the night in the US and no one saw it.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I thought I was going to break the internet, my accomplishment. And it did not happen that way, but that's probably the biggest travel highlight of my life is being able to go around the world. You got mad at me at Disneyland in Paris. That's what it was.
Why?
Because I kept making sure that you like knew how to get back to Paris. And you thought it was so condescending. And I was just like,
it was really condescending. Hold on. Let's talk about this right now. I know exactly what happened.
I just wanted to be that friend. Like I had never been there. I was so concerned. Like, am I ever going to see you guys again?
You were backseat driving my life. And I remember you guys, I remember
Danny. Oh my God. And it was just like one morning, right? For like 3 hours.
I was so mad at you. You were like, okay, but do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? I was like, yeah, I'm good. Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? Yes, I'm good. And then finally you were like, well, cause I just took the subway yesterday. So when you get on the subway, you're going to have to do this and do that. And I was like, I speak French.
I was so nervous.
you kept saying like, cause I took the subway by myself this morning. I was like, I lived here by myself for a year. I'm good. I was so mad at you.
I was so scared for you.
We're good now though.
We got over it. Like when you met up with me, you were like, I need to talk to you. I remember this now because you guys met up with me at the hotel. We talked it through. Yeah. Cause I left you guys and you were so heated in line at the Hollywood Tower of Terror.
I must've been so mad because
oh my God, you were so bothered.
Let's talk about it. For me to confront about something you're like, mad about means
I need you to know. I think you started it with, I need you to know.
My God, so dramatic.
Yeah. But then like you saw my Nespresso machine. And remember they put the Nespresso cups in that one drawer in the vanity?
Yes.
And you were like, I think you forgot about everything at that point because you were living in the land of luxury.
Well, you had this great corner suite. And what I remember at your hotel, because I've never stayed in a Four Seasons, everyone, is that there was fabric on the wall. Like their wallpaper was made out of fabric. And I was like, this isn't even wallpaper, it's wall fabric.
Beautiful, yeah. I mean,
I'm too poor to even know that people put cloth in their walls. I think that my big tip for traveling with a friend, because I've traveled with you now, I've traveled with Allison a lot, is not to be worried about saying you want time by yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge one. And Allison and I, actually on our road trip, we didn't need it. But when we went to Sweden, I was super tired one day and I was like, I just got to sleep a little more. So I slept in one day and she went shopping by herself and it actually was great. Like you get to do whatever you want to do. And I think that having that freedom of being like, I don't know, should we just split up for the day is fine.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you something to talk about when you get back together, right? Like you didn't spend the day together. So you experienced two different days and you can talk about that one experience that only you had while you were in that city, even though you were there with someone you knew. I think it's really great to have that time for yourself.
That's true. That is really good.
Mine are usually just spent in supermarkets. Well, I will go to everyone.
It's my favorite. I'm the only person when I go on cruises, you know, I'm working on cruises. Whenever we get to a port, I'm like, let's go to the grocery store. And people are like, why? I'm like, because it's fascinating. I went to a grocery store in Colombia and they had an entire shelf just devoted to shoe polish. Like, not just one shelf. I mean, an aisle. Like it was shelves of shoe polish as far as the eye could see. And I was like, people love their shoes.
I just don't understand. You know, if someone said it to me, oh, I just want to go to the supermarket, check it out. No judgment. Great. Let's go. The cab driver in Mexico, when we told him.
Yeah.
I never felt attacked in my life the way I think we bought like a bottle of rum. Not even.
I don't know. I always buy like bouillon cubes.
Licorice or something. Yeah.
Yeah, just stupid stuff. Like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get certain Nor. Is it Nor or Nol?
Nor.
Nor. There's a lot of Nor, like regional stuff that you can't get here.
Oh yeah, it's so fun to buy bouillon. I literally buy it around the world, anywhere I go.
You love bouillon cubes, we all know.
And the pandemic was so fun to cook through my international pantry.
Yeah.
Those are the times when you're like, oh, that's right. I bought this pasta shaped like this in Italy, never cooked it. Let's cook it. Let's figure it out. So I got to go through a lot of those salmon from Alaska, spices from Indonesia, like random places I've been. I just pick up food. That's what I do.
I mean, I just can't get enough. Talking about supermarkets is so funny, but I love it. I mean, I remember walking to the catacombs in Paris and there were just dead chickens in the window at a butcher shop. And I just stood there and stared at it. Like they still had feathers on them.
Mm-hmm.
Soak in the culture, people. You're never going to see that.
And those snack aisles. This is what I recommend everyone. If you ever get to go on a trip where you go to another country, whether it's for work or play, on day one, find that convenience store or that grocery store and just buy whatever chips look interesting. Because there's going to be weird ones.
Prawn.
First of all, England's got really great chips that we don't have here that are flavored different things.
I will say they are stepping up the chip game in the U.S. because I have had the chili, the game day chili flavored chips.
Are these like chili?
It's like Lay's flavors. Are we allowed to say Lay's, right?
We're allowed to say anything. We have no rules. We have no rules. This is like the Wild West podcasting. There's no media rules. At all.
Yeah, I mean, they had a fried chicken and waffles one. They're really stepping it up, but it's not the same experience. Do yourself. And the last tip, if I can give everybody one last tip. If you're going to buy something expensive, you're going to treat yourself to it. Let's say it's a luxury bag from Louis Vuitton. I don't know. A lot of people have them. It's a lot cheaper in Europe. You'll get a tax rebate if you buy it in Europe. You'll get all the tax back, and it's included in the price. So if it's 2,000 euro, that'll include 20%. So you take that down at 1600 euro, you convert that, you get the 200 or 400 euro back. I can't do math, but the point is
you save a lot of money.
That pays for your flight.
It does pay for your flight. You're right. So basically, if you're looking at getting a big ticket item, a luxury good, you might as well fly to Europe.
Yeah. You won't save money in the end, but you'll be in Europe when you buy it.
Well, you will have gotten a vacation.
Oh, yeah, And that
get a free vacation.
Is exactly how to travel on 10,000 prawn chips a day in Paris.
Something like that. All right, you ready to go to these five questions?
I am, but I forgot them.
Oh, good. Then they'll be new to you.
Perfect. I know. Yeah.
All right. Daniel, Danny, Dan, mi amigo, what are you obsessed with?
Right now, I'm obsessed with going skiing. I'm finally going to go skiing. For those, none of you know. So I am. For those of you who don't know, I go skiing once a year. I really enjoy it. And I take lessons every year because I'm just not comfortable skiing. But I've only ever skied in Vail, because that's where my friends go on their ski trip. And I just always joined along. So I didn't realize that like going to Vail is like the creme de la creme of skiing. So I'm actually obsessed with going East Coast skiing. And I think everyone on the East Coast who's listening that has been skiing probably just put their hand on their heads. Like, why would I go? But I'm excited and I'm obsessed with winter sports and the fact that it's something to do outside during this pandemic. I'm obsessed with it. I'm so excited. And then in a couple more weeks, I'm going skiing in Vail.
Oh, wow. That's so great.
I'm so excited.
Allison and I were able to walk around Vail during mud season.
That's right.
While we drove through. And it is like, you know what it feels like? It feels like Disney World.
It does.
Don't tell anybody in Vail that, everyone, but it basically feels like Disney World, except you can ski around it.
Yeah. And what I will say, unfortunately for you, is that while you did see that beautiful front of the mountain where like the ski lifts start, when you get, it's not even, it's not even like a quarter of how high the mountains are behind it. And then the views in like the back bowl. I mean, it's some of the most beautiful landscape I've ever seen in my life. And if you can't go in the winter, go in the spring when the aspen is blooming and it's a sight to be seen for sure.
Can you ski in the spring?
If there's snow on the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm sure. But the aspen is yellow. So the entire, like everything that you saw is just all bright yellow. And it's really spectacular.
That makes me feel like I would have allergies.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's
okay,
terrible.
Great. For allergies.
Yeah, it is. And it's dry. Like, that's a sinus infection waiting to happen.
But it's so pretty.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah, you'll just be dying inside. Okay, what is on your wish list?
I wish I could go to Paris. I wish I could go to France.
Specifically, or you're just feeling the European travel bug?
Specifically France. I mean, it's the most, London and Paris are the two cities that I've been to the most that I visited multiple times. And so I miss them and I haven't been able to go in years because last year I did a lot of Asia travel and I'm ready to go back and I miss it and I want it. I want to go to Paris and I want to go eat my hamburger stuffed in a baguette with fries.
You and me both, dude.
I want to stay there for like 2 weeks and I want to stay in an Airbnb instead of a hotel this time. And I want to like throw open my 10-foot window shutters in the morning and sing like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
There goes the baker with his tray like always. Yeah.
And then someone screams at me to shut up.
I need 6 eggs. That's all you need. It's just one person yelling that at you once in a while.
I just want to go to France. It doesn't even, I mean, I just want to go to Paris. Paris, I'd love to revisit Avignon and the south of France where we went.
In the summer.
Maybe not in the summer. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Not when we went.
No. God, I should have said that other thing where we just put that at the town into the GPS and showed up at that amazing French bistro. We'll have to do a two-parter.
All right. What would you do with $10,000?
I would buy a Louis Vuitton bag. In America, so I don't have to get the tax rebate.
That's how you know you've made it. You don't worry about going to Europe to get the bag cheaper.
That is right. And I would make sure that it wasn't made in Texas, because I heard they have a factory there now. I would. I think I would finally, I've always wanted, and at points in my life, I've had the means to do it, and I've just never gone that expensive in purchasing a single item. Mm-hmm. And I would just do it.
What would it be? Do you know exactly what it would be?
It would be a collection of things. It's going to make me sound so douchey, but they have this new messenger bag that's like three pouches kind of all entwined in one. And one is like the little key kind of coin purse. And it's like high on the strap by the shoulder. And then there's two smaller pouches, one that fits like an iPad and one that fits maybe a little lipstick. Not that I would be wearing the lipstick, it'd be chapstick. Maybe I would wear lipstick, I don't know. But it would be that. But that only costs $2,000, so I'd have to buy like more stuff. I would love to have luggage. I'd love to have a trunk.
That's just what I want. A trunk.
I would just go in and say, what can this buy me?
Well, here's the problem. $10,000 is not going to get you the trunk.
No, I know.
I want the trunk. There's not a lot of specific luxury items I want, but I do want an old school. If not an LV trunk, then one of the old ones that used to be on Broadway tours.
The dream.
The dream. One day, everyone, for my birthday, Danny came up to New York. He lives in Philadelphia. And we walked around Fifth Avenue like we had money to burn. That's what we did on my birthday. It was so fun. We got our nails done at Elizabeth Arden.
Oh my God, Red Door Spa.
And it wasn't even that expensive.
It no, was like, you upgraded. So I ended up like sitting around waiting for you because you got like the paraffin wax and
sorry.
The massage.
I know. I was like, sorry about that. But it was so cheap. It was like $50. Mm-hmm. Which is much less than I thought a manicure at Elizabeth Arden Red Door would be.
On Fifth Avenue, yeah. Oh my goodness, what a day.
What a day. It was fab.
We ate at two places. I think we met and ate at the food halls in the plaza and had sushi. It was so chic because it was like in those boxes and it's like, this is what your sushi is. Is that what
you ate? I love the plaza. I love the food halls at the plaza. It's so fun.
I just think about the fact that probably isn't there right now. I mean, because of what's going on. So like, don't not go to the plaza and get sushi in a box, because one day there may be a pandemic and you might not be able to go.
That's true, everyone. When you see sushi in a box, you take it. No matter where you are.
We went to Bloomingdale's. I mean, you don't have to be rich to feel rich. And I felt rich that day.
I felt rich that day. They gave us champagne and all the stores we went to.
They did, yeah, because I was looking for a ring and I didn't.
But I wasn't. It was just my birthday.
Oh, I never even found the ring.
And the secret, everyone, if you're going to go up and down Fifth Ave, the secret is don't dress up.
Mm-mm.
Don't dress up, guys. Don't dress up to go live at Bergdorf Goodman. You want to wear like normal clothes and a puffy coat, because they're going to think you're about to drop K's on them. Like so much money.
10 K's.
10 K's. All right. If you had 10K to give away, how would you do it?
If I had 10K to give away and I had to give it away, I'd give it to you.
Who needs Alison Burns?
I won. That's all it took. I will write you a check. What is your PayPal? I sent you $10,000 right now. I don't need a bag. Let me just go into my phone.
I don't need a bag.
I would give it to you. I know. And you know, it's been a tough year for a lot of people. And I think that with that money, you could do a lot of great things, and you continue to do a lot of great things with a lot less. And I love to see you succeed. And I would just write the check. Do they still write checks and you like double sign it on the back?
I know how to cash them.
Well, it would be yours.
Thanks, dear. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Now, what would you do if you had $10,000 that you had to
give? I would give it to you. What I meant is I would give it to you. That's what I meant. I would give it to you. I would prepay my T-Mobile bill for the next 10 years. Like, Danny, here's my cell phone bill. Thank you, honey. I love you. And here, this is for Hulu. Thank you. Actually, I don't know what I would do with $10,000. I mean, to give away... That's hard right now because there's so many, but I think that actually I would give it directly to some people I knew for sure.
Is this the first time you've ever been asked what you would do with $10,000?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is this an exclusive?
Yes, this is an exclusive.
Is this hard copy? Am I? Oh, I can't remember the host's name. This would be so good if I knew my lines.
Hard copy? Let's look this up. Who hosted?
Pokey Robin? No. Probably should have gone with like Entertainment Tonight.
Oh no, Hard Copy was absolutely the right title to use. For sure. Oh my gosh, Hard Copy. That's Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, that's Entertainment Tonight.
No, I think I would give it to people specifically that, you know, I know are having a hard time, just haven't booked the work yet or are waiting for their Disney shows to come back or just trying to figure out. There's such a lot of people who aren't good with technology, and all the auditions right now kind of rely on you being relatively good with technology. So maybe it would be helping friends of mine get better equipment, you know, or I would love to have a space where people could self-tape and they could just pay a really cheap like membership fee a month.
Yeah.
You know, like $50 a month or something, which I know sounds expensive, but usually people charge around $40 to self-tape you. So $50 is normal, and they could come in unlimited use of it, you know, unlimited 30-minute slots or something to come in and do their self-tapes.
The Lulu Picard Recording Studio and Bistro.
And Halal Cart.
I will be a founding contributor.
Yeah, Yeah, I've always wanted to have that. And also a place where they can do their voiceover auditions. Like just taking that piece of, oh, I have to make a studio in my house in order to be competent as an actor. I want to take that financial burden away because it's money and it's also space in your house.
Yeah.
And it's people genius. Who have families and stuff, it's like even what I'm dealing with, just having it in my bedroom, it's hard to move it around all the time. You're constantly worried about things. And yeah, that's what I would do. All right.
Cue the laugh track.
Again, this is not your RuPaul Drag Race podcast. We don't have time to do sound effects. We literally just don't have time to edit them in. It's not going to happen.
Well, you do the ka-ching.
Only if people curse. Don't do it now just so I have to do it. I will just cut it out. All right. What's your happy?
My happy is, it's two happies because I came prepared with one, but having this conversation with you makes me happy that I've been able to travel the world with you.
Yeah.
And that I have friends in general that I can travel the world with. I know that that's a luxury in itself and I'm very grateful for it. And my other happy is that today I had my year-end review at work, and one of the, you know, they talked to you about your strengths and your opportunities, and the strengths that they talked to me about, I didn't think they were strengths. I just thought they were just me being a good person, a good worker, and to hear like what you consider to be the way you should act and the way you should treat other people and all of that kind of be elevated, it really mm-hmm. put a great feeling in me, in my heart today. So that is my happy.
I'm so excited. What's one of your strengths? Just say one of them. One strength.
I forgot.
God, there it goes.
I and have a great memory. One of the strengths that they referenced was what we call the blue box values. And I do like to represent them. And that's really all about like how you treat your coworkers and how you treat people. And, you know, I'm involved with a lot of things like the pride groups and, you know, we do a lot, for inclusion and diversity. And so I think that it's just,
Is it what? Wait, I stopped being able to hear you. Did you mute yourself? Danny, did you mute yourself? Danny, I don't hear you. Hold on. I'm going to text you.
I got kicked out.
There you are. How'd you get kicked out?
It's one of my strengths.
Okay.
And we're back. Thank you.
And we're back. That. You were talking about the blue box values.
Kind of like our mantra at American Express, the company that I work for. And at the end of the day, which by the way, did you know that I'm celebrating my 10-year anniversary? Can you believe I've been there for 10 years?
No.
In May. Yeah. I get an extra week of vacation.
So congratulations.
Thank you. But just treating people with respect and, you know, the way that they should be treated, even though you may not agree with their opinions or their views and you work together to get the job done at the bigger, you know, overall and bigger picture, was one of my strengths. And to hear that my colleagues feel that I treat them with dignity and respect is the most rewarding, I think.
Oh, well, hopefully they won't listen to this podcast. They may change their mind.
No, it's tough for you though, because, you know, I know Allison does not respect your opinions often.
I think she respects them. She just doesn't take them.
Oh, Allison, yeah. I'm so sorry. I feel like this was the roast of Allison Byrne.
You know what's funny is she's going to do the intro to this. So I get to write an intro about what she doesn't know, which I'm really excited about. Before we wrap up, I do want to say that I love you so much. And
I love you.
You are the best bestie of Bestersons in Bestie Land. And not only because we can travel together and you are actually one of the few people in my life that if I have a problem with, I will actually talk to you about it. But again, it's only happened once in 21 years. So it's
not
big of a deal. You're close to my family. My family considers you another one of our siblings. And I also would like to officially thank you for being my friend that is as obsessed with television as I am.
Well, when you said Mad About You earlier, I went to our conversation the other day about watching Mad About You.
Yeah, I don't know another person who will watch television with the same obsession that I do and like find the weird characters in the back or go, did you see what that extra was wearing? What is happening? Like no one else does that except you with me. And you're so good.
I'm telling you right now, Christine Baranski and Frasier, go find the episode. And the only reason I'm watching Frasier now is because you rewatched Frasier.
I'm in the middle of it. I'm watching Christine Lottie on it right now. He plays the new station
I don't know
manager.
Anyone that I have actually watched like a complete series with outside of Drag Race. I watched that with my gay friends.
Right. Well, we don't just watch normal shows, Danny. We don't just watch, you know, The Nanny and Frasier and things like that.
We do watch those, yeah.
We also watch the most obscure British period dramas ever, and multiple times. I think you and I watched Lark Rise to Candleford twice.
Three times. I'm pretty sure it was thrice, as they would say back in those days.
And the conversations we have about these shows are like, there's no plot to this episode, right?
It was a whole episode of measuring the distance of the town to the post office.
They literally took a chain and traveled the length to measure it. And that was the episode. That is the entire plot of the episode.
Oh. Well, you haven't even seen Derry Girls yet.
No, I haven't.
It's not over yet. Once it's over, I'm making you watch it.
Okay. Okay. When it's over, I will watch it. All right, everyone. This was my other bestie. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the podcast. Thank you for being a supporter of mine and the podcast since day one. I think we released our first episode and you texted me immediately and you were like, this is great. I love it. And it's been so wonderful for you to be so generous with my friendship with Allison. And now that you and Allison are also close friends and have your own TikTok and chatting lives, it's great because I don't want to be in your TikTok life. So I'm super excited about that. And I can't tell you enough times how much I love, 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 love you.
And I love you.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. The system is down. The system is down.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?